TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for sharing some of your time today with us. Today is Thursday, May 25th. We have joining us Mr. Dan Sheridan today, who's going to be talking about the best Greeks.
The best.
The best.
Best of all time.
The best of all time. The best around. For an Iron Condor. And we're excited. I'm excited for Johnny. The absolute
even mentioning
best.
It.
How are you, Mr. Sheridan?
Good. How are you doing, young Johnny?
Glorious.
All right, folks. So, here's the questione, right? Let me make sure we got...
If you'd like to respond to any questions Dan asks as well, there is a chat box or any questions you have. There's a chat box right underneath the video box. Go ahead and put any questions in there. And we'll go from there. Guest 2553 says, there is no best. You're wrong. This is going to be the absolute best. You can you can mark it. Mark it on your calendars, folks. Today, you'll learn the best.
All right. So... Let's talk. So again, most of us are, I won't say surprised, but that's where I think even getting involved with picking the direction of the market is a very difficult task, and I don't think it adds to consistent monthly income. But here we are at 24.16. I'm looking at SPX, so I'm looking at, with us at 24.16. I'm looking at an Iron Condor in the June 28 expiration, which is 34 days out. Now, so we're at all-time highs. I don't know if technically if you would call this a breakout or whatever. VIX is at under 10. That's a breakout today. VIX is under 10 at 9.93. So you have disgustingly low option volatilities. We're at all-time highs. How would I set an Iron Condor today if we're at 24.16? So in this particular example, I set my short call. Again, this is June 28 expiration, so we're 34 days out on this one. So if I sell the short strike at 24.70, that's 54 points out of the money on the call side. Again, my duration is 34 days out. My short put will be 23.30. That would be 86 points out of the money. A little further out of the money on the puts. My long on the call spread, I'm just going 10 points up. My long call will be at the 24.80 strike. And my long put will be 10 points down at the 23.20. The credit for this right now is around $1.75 is about the mid with us at the 24.15, 24.16 level. And so our margin would be, if I do this one contract, would be the difference between the strikes. These are 10-point put credit spreads. So $1,000 of risk less the credit of $1.75, that would give us a margin of, let me see if I can do my math. It'd be $825 of margin. So if I'm trying to do this one time and this is my margin or risk, and I try to make 10%, it's 10% off the total risk, not 10% off the credit. So 10% off the total risk for every one contract would be about $80, $85. let's say I don't want to lose more than 100. So the Greeks on this, how I would set the Greeks up with the VIX under 10 and us at all-time highs, I'd want a little more room on the downside. So a little bit short delta for every one contract. So my position deltas right here would be short two deltas. Again, for one contract, if I did it five contracts, I'd be 10 delta short. If I did 10 contracts, I'd be 20 delta short. And on and on and on and on. My gamma, minus 0.14 for the one contract iron condor. Theta, again, it's a 34 day. It's not a 7 day iron condor. My theta is 4. My nephew John has kind of come over. He's not happy with the picture, and he's coming over because he's that kind of guy. He cares. The Vega is short 47. So we have some volatility risk if we go down. So that's why I want to lean just a 10 short deltas, two deltas short for every one contract. As I said, the mid price was 175. And now with the stock about the same, its range, you know, we've had a mid range. There is no mid price. There's a mid range. Since I've been chatting with you, of $1.60 to $1.75. So since I'm doing a credit transaction, I'll start at the top end of the range. Even though the mid is 160 now, we've had a range of 160 to 175 over the last 2 minutes we've been doing this. I'll go to the top of that mid range, $1.75, maybe work my way down to $1.65. So let me put it on live at least one time just to get a feel of it. Now it's, you know, again, the mid is going all over the place between $1.60 and $1.80. Now the mid price is $1.75. Since that's near the upper end of the mid range over the last 2 minutes, I'll try it $1.75. I'll start there. Do it one contract and hit the nuclear weapon button. The mid 165, I'm going at 175. And says the mid right now is, it says the mid right now is $1.70, and I'm trying for $1.75. So again, I thought the range was $1.60 to $1.80. So I don't mind going down a little bit from here.
Yeah.
So I'll go down from $1.75.
Got some wiggle room.
Yeah, a little bit of wiggle room to $1.70. And I'm filled.
Ew.
I filled at $1.70 credit. And that's it. That's how you do it. You know, so I'm in $1.70 credit on this trade. I may do some more in a second, but I'll talk to you about how I'm looking at the risk management of this. So again, I did this trade for $1.70 credit. The mid range was about $1.60 to $1.80. Right now the mid price is 175. It'll change in about 3 seconds. Okay, yeah. Let me just see where it is. I froze it. Yeah, it's $1.75, but that, you know, it changes every few seconds. So I think that was a decent execution. Got them in the June 28 expiration, 34 days out, and I'm selling the 2470 calls. I'm selling the 2330 puts, and I'm buying my longs 10 points away. Now, again, the key here is I'm a little delta short. For every one contract, I'm almost two delta short. So I'm just going to have to adjust a little quicker on the upside. But that's okay, right? Say, Dan, we're going up. Oh, that's brilliant. We're up today. Yeah, how'd you know that? Yeah, but I don't know where we're going from here. But, you know, I'm not. Oh, I hit something here. I hit my box. Okay, there it is.
That's right.
I'm not leaning a few deltas short because I have any idea where we're going. I do want more room on the downside, only because we're at all-time highs, but it's the VIX under 10, right? And if we go down 10 points in the SPX, volatility going up will hurt me here. And so I want to lean a little bit short deltas. And so my plan would be I'll just give you my, I won't probably speak to you for a few days. Not that I don't like you, but my plan would be on the downside, if we look over the next, today's Thursday, if we look through tomorrow, right? Through tomorrow, on the downside, let me give you some, at least some thoughts on how I'm going to handle this thing. The delta I sold is about a 15 delta for my short put. So I'll give you the downside when I might look at possible adjustment. Well, let's start with the beginning. So, excuse me. So in my four-step risk management process, step number one, setup. So I set this up to be a little bit, you know, two deltas short because of the level of the VIX and the level of the market prices. So do we trade the iron condor the same regardless of what's going on in the market? No. Do I trade an iron condor all the time? Yes. Regardless of where the volatilities are. Yeah, but I may tweak it a little bit differently. So starting off just a 10 short delta, a two delta short per one contract. That's my setup. And that just requires selling, you know, the delta of the short put. It was just a little higher, 2 or 3 points higher than the delta of the short call. Step number two, you know, my overall profit and P&L profit and loss targets. Since again, we did this for $1.70 credit. So our risk or margin would be $1,000 because these are 10 point credit spreads. $1,000 from $1.70 would be $830. So we're looking to make around 10%, so around $83 for every one contract. So I'd put P&L 10%, and I don't want to lose more than 12%. And again, that's not 10 and 12% off the credit. It's 10 or 12% off the risk of the trade. I think that's where people get confused. Now, number three and number four would be when I adjust. If I'm going to adjust, I don't have to adjust. I could just take it off when I make 10% or I'm down 12%. And again, if I do it for a $1.70 credit and I want to make 10%, which is about $80, 10% of about $800 of risk, then I would have an order in to buy it back at 90 cent debit for a profit, right? But if it goes against me, I don't want to lose much more than a buck, right? So as this goes on the upside, this goes over 270, then I'd have to buy it back and just, you know, lost, yep. Right?
Right.
That's step number two. Step number three, if I was going to adjust, I'm going to adjust when I'm maybe down a third of my max loss or I start to get in trouble so I can show you how I do this. I just look at a graph. And if I'm running this on 526, I look on the downside. And if I look on the downside, I need to maybe raise the volatility at 1 point. But I can give you about where I would put an alert where I'd start looking for a possible adjustment on the downside. Again, we don't have a lot of time. I would look around 2380. I'd look around 2380 and put an alert because it's early in the position. Just giving you points of where I'd look for a possible adjustment. 2380 on the downside, so that gives us 35 points. On the upside, I'm not going to raise the volatility because it doesn't usually go up. On the upside, at least looking through tomorrow, I would look at 24.29, about 14 points, 24.29. So again, I just gave you a bunch of information there. You could digest that. And yeah, that's just some general guidelines on the position. Always have to have a plan. That's it, folks. I hope we got you thinking a little bit today.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes, dear.
You're doing them the wings 10 wide?
Wings 10 wide, yeah.
If you did them 5 wide, would you be reducing your margin by half?
you'd be reducing your margin and your profit potential. But yeah, doing them 10 wide is great. You know, for people maybe who are, that's a good point. Whoever asked that question, what number was it who answered the question?
That was guest 5009.
Guest 5009. We love this very personal relationship that we have with you guys. Guest 5009. Yeah, I mean, that's another way, because if you did one contract 10 wide, it's going to cost about $800. If you do one contract 5 wide, it might cost you $300 or $400. So yeah, I think doing it 5 wide, let's just see here. If we did it 5 wide, let me do that. Johnny.
You got it, babe.
Johnny. All right. My son sitting over here says, Dad, that's enough. All right. So it says it's around 95 cents. I try to get a buck, but 95. So if I do it 5 wide, so I'm selling the 2470s, buying the 2475s, selling the 2330s, buying the 2325s. I'm in the June 28 expiration, 34 days out. I'd get it about a buck credit. And my risk or margin be about 400. So the mid price is 95. I'd sell it for a buck. And my margin would be, the margin would be $500. Difference in the strikes minus my dollar would be 400 bucks. So if you're starting out, I would do four. I'd do 5 wide versus 10 wide. It'd be half the price.
I like it.
What was that guess number?
5009.
Thank you, 5009. Jen, give me a number. All right, my number, just so you guys know, I am no longer Dan Sheridan. I will be presenter 3,262.
I like it. And I have a trivia already. I'm gonna be guest 24601.
Yeah.
If you can tell me what the number's from, 24601, you win the prize.
And really, Johnny will give you a little more information, but I'm excited about, you know, two great events coming up. Our Chicago seminar, which is June 15 and 16, and about 3 weeks away, I think it's the premier live event by far. Absolutely. In the options trading community. You ask anybody who's come for $400, a little over $400, 2 full days at the Chicago Gleacher Center in Chicago. I think we have 12 speakers this year.
Yep.
Top speakers, tons of meat. People sharing how they do this, people who've been successful sharing what they do. So if you want to get an idea of how to do this, I just think this is a phenomenal seminar. Right now, I think we have a total of 115 seats or something.
Yeah.
And we're down to maybe we've got 15 left or something like that. So
a little less, yeah.
A little less than that. So if you're interested, I think it'd be a great opportunity for you. It would encourage you, but just phenomenal material. I mean, you're probably going to walk out of there. Well, you get it on your computer in terms of slides. I mean, there's like 3 presenters that have 40 slide present.
Oh yeah. There's going to be hundreds of slides.
Probably 300, 400, 500 slides. And this is no theory. Everybody is sharing what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
How they've been doing and just, you know, it should be a great encouragement to you. So that's the main thing. Johnny will share that and maybe another class coming up, and we'll go from there.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. If you guys just scroll down on the bottom of Sheridan TV in the bottom left corner, there's a little banner there for the Chicago 2-day seminar. You can learn a little bit more about it. There's some more details on the page there, even a little demo video for you to take a look at. And of course, any questions, you can always reach us 800-288-9341. Took me a second. Or you can email us info@SheridanMentoring.com. Charles is partially correct. Ned, partially correct. I'm going to have to give it. You got all three of you guys are going to win. Jean Valjean's number, his prison number is 24601. Congratulations. That's exactly right. Well, thank you, folks. It's Thursday. So that means we will be back again on Tuesday of next week. I'll be back with Mark Fenton. And appreciate you guys joining us. Appreciate you spending some time here. Make sure to check out the episodes and replay at on YouTube. You can scroll down, find a link for that. I podcast these as well if you'd like to be able to listen to them on the go. Appreciate your time, folks, and we will see you next week for another installment of Sheridan TV.